Intro. Hi, welcome. In this lesson you'll build a tape haze edit, a bassline turn shape from scratch in Ableton Live 12. We're making a small drum and bass loop at 174 BPM with a solid mono sub and a quick melodic turn. Then we'll give it a hazy, take saturated character using only Live stock devices. Keep Live open at 174 BPM and an empty set ready. Let's go. What you will build by the end, you'll have a 1-2 bar DNB bass line with a clear sub and a short mid/top turn ornament, a simple wavy-able synth patch, a tape haze effects chain, EQ, saturator or vinyl style warmth, echo for subtle tape delay, glue compressor for glue, and a short resampled audio version you can drop into your session. Step-by-step walkthrough, instrument and initial patch first. Create a new MIDI track, CMD or Control plus Shift plus T, and drop wavy-able onto it. Oscillator setup. For oscillator 1, choose a pure sine or basic shakes position to sine and set octave to -1. This is your sub. For oscillator 2, pick a slightly richer wavy-able, basic shapes towards saw or square, to provide the mid/top character. Set osc 2 level lower than osc 1. Start around -6 dB down. Route both oscillators through a 24 dB low-pass filter to keep the sub tight. Set cutoff around 150 to 250 Hz so the sub sits through and the higher harmonics are tamed. Add a little filter drive if you want a touch more bite. In the global or voicing section, set the synth to mono. For now, leave legato off so envelopes retrigger per note. Set glide or portamento to about 10 to 30 milliseconds for a subtle slide between notes, enough to make the bass fluid without smearing the rhythm. If you want a synth bass turn, open the pitch envelope. Set amount between about +6 and +12 semitones and a short decay, from 30 to 180 milliseconds. This creates a quick pitch sweep at note start. If you prefer a MIDI bass turn, you can skip the pitch envelope and build the ornament with short notes later. Step-by-step walkthrough, basic MIDI pattern. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the track. For a simple starting pattern, put a long root note on the downbeat of bar 1 and 1/8 or sustained note to establish the sub. Add a short mid note on an offbeat for groove, for example the end of 2. Choose a root note in your key, such as F hash or E, and keep the sub in the low register, C1 to C2 region. Set velocities to a moderate range, around 80 to 110, so the level is consistent. Step-by-step walkthrough. The turn ornament, you have two easy options here, MIDI turns or the pitch envelope. Option 1. MIDI turn. Inside the same clip, at the end of bar 2, draw 4 quick notes, 1/32 or 1/64 lengths. Typical shapes that work well are root right arrow plus 1 semitone right arrow 1 semitone right arrow root, or root right arrow up a whole step right arrow back. Keep these notes very short and slightly lower in velocity for a subtle effect. Because the synth is mono with a little glide, those tiny notes will snap into a connected turn. Option 2. Pitch envelope turn. Trigger a sustained note at the turn position and use the pitch envelope to shape it. Short decay equals a quick snap. Higher amount gives a bigger pitch jump. You can add a fast filter envelope too for extra transient snap. Both approaches work. Try each and see which fits your groove. Step-by-step walkthrough. Movement and voicing. Add life to the patch by using Wavy-Able's LFO map to filter cutoff with a small amount, just 1-5%, and set it to retrigger on notes for subtle motion. Add a little unison to osc 2, 1-3 voices, but keep the tune low to avoid muddying the sub. Step-by-step walkthrough. Effects chain for tip haze. Now insert the effects after wavy-able. Order matters. EQ8, saturator, final distortion or overdrive, echo, then glue compressor, and finally utility. EQ8, high pass gently at about 20-30 Hz to remove an audible rumble. If the sub needs weight, a small boost around 60-90 Hz helps. If things are muddy, a gentle put around 300-600 Hz does the trick. Saturator. Choose a soft clip or warm curve. Add drive around +3 to +6 dB as a starting point, and set dry/wet to 30-50% so some clean signal remains. This begins the tape warmth. Vinyl distortion or redux/overdrive. Use vinyl very subtly for wear and dust, low wear/dust and subtle drive. If vinyl adds unwanted noise, use redux or a second gentle saturator for a different flavor. Echo. Place echo after distortion. For a tape-slapped haze, use a short sync delay like dotted 1/32 or 1/64, low feedback around 10-20%, and low wet, 10-25%, so it's hazy, not obvious. In echo's filter, roll off highs and the sub, low pass the repeats around 5 to 8kHz and cut sub 100hz so repeats don't muddy the bass. Blue compressor. Apply light compression with a 1:5:3:1 ratio, medium release. Fastish attack that still lets the initial transient breathe. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction to glue the sound together. Utility. Check mono below roughly 120hz by narrowing width if needed. Keep the low-end mono and any stereo movement up high. Step-by-step walkthrough. Fine-tuning balance OSC 2 down until the sub remains clear. The turn should sit above the sub without overpowering it. If the turn clashes with drums, automate a small dip in level or EQ it around the drum frequencies. For extra tape flutter, duplicate the bass track. Detune the copy by a few cents, lower its level, and place it behind the main to act like a subtle chorus. Step-by-step walkthrough. Resampling when you're happy, record the loop to audio. Either arm the track or create a new audio track, set its input to the bass track or resampling, and record one loop. On the audio you can apply more echo or vinyl for final texture. Consolidate the clip and you've got a committed audio version to drop into the session. Common mistakes to avoid: don't overdo saturation. Too much destroys sub clarity. Keep OSC 2 from being louder than the sine sub. Avoid wide stereo below 120hz. It causes phase issues. Don't set portamento too long or it will smear your DNB rhythm. Keep the turn simple. Small fast turns usually work best. And if you need precision, use MIDI notes or a pitch envelope rather than a very fast LFO, which can cause zipper noise. Pro tips: combine a short pitch env decay with a tiny filter env for a snappy turn that preserves low end. Automate echo dry slash wet or filter cutoff to highlight the turn only when you want it. Resample the processed bass and use light multiband compression on the audio to tame resonances and save CPU. For extra tape realism, duplicate the resampled audio, detune by a few cents, low pass to high mids, and blend it in. Save your Wavitable patch and effects chain as a preset so you can recall the tape haze edit quickly. Mini practice exercise: create a 2-bar bass loop at 174 BPM. Bar 1. A sustained root sub on beat 1. Add a syncopated mid note on the end of 2. At the end of bar 2, place a short 4-note turn, either as 1/64 MIDI notes or with a pitch envelope. Use Wavitable. Then add EQ 8 right arrow saturator right arrow echo right arrow glue compressor. Render one bar to audio and make a duplicate detuned by +3 cents and low pass it to only the high mids. Compare before and after and adjust saturation to keep the sub tight. Recap: you've patched Wavitable with a sine sub and a mid slash top layer, set mono voicing and subtle glide, created a short turn either with MIDI micro notes or a pitch envelope, and applied an effects chain to create tape-like haze while keeping the sub mono and clean. You also learn to resample and add a detune duplicate for tape flutter. Closing: practice that mini exercise 3 times, tweak pitch and amount and decay, and experiment with echo settings. Small, clear turns and tasteful texture win in drum and bass. Focus on clarity first, then add haze. Save your rack and presets, and you'll have this Tate Haze edit ready whenever you need it. Good luck and have fun.